When Adolf Hitler seized power on the 30th of January 1933, Felix Nussbaum and his fellow artist Arno Breker were studying at the German Academy in Rome. Nussbaum's studio in Berlin was destroyed by Nazi students, and 150 pictures were lost without a trace. After his scholarship in Rome was withdrawn, Nussbaum emigrated to Belgium. In 1943, the painter and his wife were taken into hiding by friends in Brussels. This self-portrait, with his wife Felke and a young assistant, dated January 1943, shows Nussbaum in a white and blue prayer shawl. Despite their close proximity to each other, the subjects seem disconnected, gazing away in different directions. A map on the wall includes the front lines of the war, which are followed by the subjects. The dead stripped tree reflects the situation of people who are confined to a particular spot and deprived of any opportunity to develop. Nussbaum used this picture to portray his personal experience as a victim of persecution in a situation of mortal fear and slender hopes. The hideaway of Felke and Felix was eventually revealed to the authorities by an informer. On the 31st of July 1944, they were put on the last death train to Auschwitz, where they were subsequently murdered.